All right, all right, all right. Welcome back. Hey, it's number uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cuatro. Podcast number four today in the Every Day is Saturday show. Hey, why is Sam speaking Spanish now? I know 10 words in Spanish. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. That's all I know. That's all I know in Spanish. Never took Spanish. Don't even know why I know how to count to 10 in Spanish, but that's it. We're already off the rails, so let's bring the show back. It's August 24th. I'm fired up. John Fosman on Twitter. Here's a question. Listener, if you have a question for me, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. What's the number one thing that keeps your motivation top-notch all the time? Regret. It's easy. That's an easy question. It's a great question, John. It's an easy one. Regret. Regret always keeps me going. The regret of being average. The regret of being 85 years old, sitting in a rocking chair, looking back and saying, I never did it. Didn't have the guts to do it. Didn't have the guts to go for my dream, to launch my business, to learn different things. Always learning, man. Learners are earners. Inside the word learn is earn. And when I'm learning, I'm earning. And it's really that awesome. You got to really push yourself when you're in a controlled environment, you know, like a job or something like that. It's easy to get complacent. It's easy to go in and do the same thing. We had a great request yesterday, listener advice, or day before, rather. Blue collar. How to get out of a blue collar job. You know, hey, Sam, you talk about all these cubicles. Not all of us are cubicle dwellers. That was really a great message. It was a great 5-star rating on iTunes. By the way, reminder, did you leave a 5-star rating for this podcast on iTunes? Would you please do that? Why do we want you to do that? So we can grow the show. I want to be the number one business podcast on iTunes, and I want to bring you along for the ride. But more importantly, and this is really what it is, I want so many people to find this show. I get so many messages. Just got one. Just came in a new email. Hey, Sam, just listen to your show. I'm hooked. Just listen to the show. If we just get people listen to the show, they'll get hooked. They'll get hooked. It's like the motivational drug. Regret drives me, keeps me motivated. Now, do I crash and burn? Absolutely. I'm a human being. I crash and burn. Late night, you'll find me with the clicker in my hand watching mindless television. That's kind of my escape, you know? The kids go to sleep, kids go to bed, and maybe 9, 9:15. I ain't got much left in the tank after that, though, because I get up around 5, 5:30 in the morning. So around 9, 9:15, I'll turn on a political show, or I mentioned today, the very first podcast, the Don't Stop Believing. I get on Netflix. I'll find a documentary to watch. Sometimes I'll watch documentaries more than once. My favorite one is the 30 for 30, The Four Falls of Buffalo, because I'm from Buffalo, and it talks about the four Super Bowls that the Bills lost in a row. And I just happen to be living in Western New York, in Buffalo, North Tonawanda. Shout out to North Tonawanda, where I used to live for 7 years and met my wife in Buffalo. And so I was living, we used to go to all the Bills games all the time. And, you know, I was there for all those Super Bowls when they were going through those winning years. Every single one they lost. They're one of the greatest teams of all time. One of the greatest football teams of all time. They have regrets, of course. You watch that documentary, for example, and Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas and Bruce Smith and Steve Tasker and all these guys that played for the Bills will tell you, of course, they regret not winning. But now that time has passed, a lot of people look back at that Buffalo Bills team as one of the greatest football teams that was ever put together, because nobody's going to 4 Super Bowls ever again. I'm telling you, nobody, not my lifetime, not in your lifetime, nobody's going to 4 Super Bowls again. And when we were going through that, living in that in Buffalo, it was like, oh, geez. I mean, people were actually saying, hey, do we really want to go back to another Super Bowl? Because we're going to lose. But think about the talent you need to have and just the momentum and the energy you got to have just to get there. I mean, this isn't a sports show, so if you're not into American football here, I won't bore you with it. But boy, it's just it's amazing. There's no regret in any of those guys. They gave everything they had. They put it on the field. Some of them, they're showing Daryl Talley as well. Can't even walk. I mean, these guys are just banged up creatures with all the surgeries that they've had done on knees and shoulders and all this stuff. And the number one thing that drives me, John, is regret. Because you're going to be fearful, but you got to do it anyway. It's not like I am fearless. I have fear just like you have fear. But I have fear and I do it anyway. Why? Because you just got to learn to kind of dance with fear. Tony Robbins says it great. It was like a 2-minute video I saw on his fan page a little while back. He has fear, but when he tells his brain they're doing it, them, the brain and him, I think the brain is actually inside of Tony, so it would probably be him. When he makes a decision that his brain, he doesn't use his brain, as I was talking about earlier, the podcast today. He uses his heart. Same as myself. I use my heart for all of my decisions. I don't negotiate with my brain. I don't think, hey, you know, because you're, get out of your head or you're dead. We just talked about that on the previous show. And so you're going to have fear. I have fear. Everybody has fear. Everybody has fear. But the great ones, they do it anyway. They learn how to dance with the fear. They learn how to use the fear as their partner and go ahead and have fun with it anyway. Because why? Because of regret. Because when we're sitting in our rocking chair, you're going to be sitting in your rocking chair. God willing. I just ran into a friend from church, this older lady from church. Angela and I met her at Costco today. We had a wild day at the Crowley House. We went and got a Costco membership. Score! Isn't that crazy? Yeah, I know. We live on the wild side. We got a Costco membership. It's unbelievable. We had our baby Susan with us, and all the other kids are at school. So, hey, we live on the wild side. But a lady we saw from church tells us that her husband, their daughter is stage 4 cancer, 38 years old, 2 kids, one of them 6 years old. I think the oldest is 6 years old. And the tumor is now wrapped around her spinal cord, so she's lost all mobility, paralyzed from the waist down. 38. I mean, 38, that was 10 years ago for me was 38. When I was 38, I thought I hadn't even lived half my life yet, you know? And it can be taken at any point, and we get so complacent. We get so needy. I want. Oh, why do I got so many bills? Hey, be lucky that you woke up and you could actually see your bills on the coffee table. Why don't you grow larger than the problems that you have and just figure out a way to do it? That's what this show is for. There's a whole bunch of other training online you could tap into on YouTube and Facebook and all over the place that you can find people that are doing what you want to do and tap into that. And just go with it. Go with your gut. You're going to be fearful. Of course you're going to be afraid. That's just the rocket fuel, man. That's what keeps everything, you know, like, hey, get jacked up. I'm a little bit afraid. It feels good. That's why they build roller coasters. You know, if you never got sat in the front seat of a roller coaster and you were always like, eh, man, I put my feet up. Let me take the harness off. No big deal. Well, what do? You die, okay? And if you don't have a little bit of fear, a little bit of anxiety, then you're dead. And it's really, that's what jacks me up, man. That's what keeps me motivated is that regret that I know I will have. And man, I can tell you, I can paint it. It was this time. It was in September. This is coming into the end of August. Right now, it's August 24th. But it was right around the middle of September in 2004 that I started getting really emotional. I took a week off work, which felt like 5 months. I mean, I'd never had a day off work. And I'm sitting in my driveway, and I wake up on a Monday morning, and the sun's coming up. It's cool. It's like 65 degrees. And I'm just watching, staring at the dew dripping off the grass on my front yard. That's it. I was like in a coma because I was just dead on the inside, and I was trying to fake it on the outside, but I was just so tired, man, of doing the things that I didn't want to do with my life. And I just got emotional. I would watch the dew just drip, drip, drip off the grass. And I was just mesmerized, but I'm like, wow, look at that bead of water dripping off that blade of grass. Wow. And I literally felt like someone had given me a lobotomy. Like I was just brain dead. And it was then I'm like, damn, you got to snap out of this, dude. You got so much of your life to live. That was 2004. That was 10 years ago. That is when what was I? 36 years old. Like, golly, you're 36. Come on, man. Shake out. Shake it out. Get going. And I finally said, I got to do something. And then, of course, a couple months later is when my daughter asked, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday? And it kind of all came together. And, of course, I was terrified. I was afraid, but I danced with the fear. I didn't let it take the fire out of me. I'd let it fuel my dream. And you're going to be afraid. Look, if you're not, then there's something wrong with you. If you don't have anxiety and fear and all of these things that are working, it just shows that you got some emotion. And inside the word emotion is motion. So get it going. You know, let it work. It's positive. The one thing you don't want to let fear do is stop you in your tracks of doing anything. Just learn to work with it and do it anyway, man. And I'm telling you, you think about regret, that's the antidote for fear. Like if fear were this, you know, rattlesnake bite. If fear were venom, then the antidote to that would be this potion, would be regret. and you would have the venom inside of you and it'd be going all throughout your bloodstream and you've got like 2 minutes to live and it's making its way to the, through the arteries and to the heart, and you inject yourself with this antidote called regret. And you boom, knock that right out of there, man. Regret cancels out fear. Here we go. That's what I feel like. That's what keeps me motivated. John, great question. Keep the questions coming. I'll try to get to as many as I can via Twitter at Sam Crowley. And you guys are awesome, man. Be sure to leave a 5-star rating for the show. I would appreciate it. Hit me up via email as well, sam@everydayissaturday.com. And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.